Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, storytelling guide, and best-selling publisher, Linda Joy, publisher of the beloved Aspire magazine, supporting women in living from the inside out since 2006. And can you believe the Aspire magazine subscription is still free? It's my service project to the world, to women, and to support them in living their best lives. Grab your free subscription at aspiremag.net. And I got to say, I'm deciding how to open this conversation because we are in for this extraordinary deep dive into past lives, what's possible, your inner knowings. And joining me today is Shelley Kerr. For over two decades, Shelley has worked with thousands of people around the world, helping them achieve greater peace and happiness in their lives. A world-renowned past life regressionist, Shelley's methods of combining energy work with hypnosis has been endorsed by numerous leaders in the field of consciousness, including near-death experience pioneer Dr. Raymond Moody and Dr. Brian Weiss. She has been prominently featured in the media, including Coast to Coast with George Norrie and William Shatner's Weird or What. She received her doctorate in philosophy in parapsychic science from the American Institute of Holistic Theology back in 2001. She is an avid writer, has numerous, and I mean numerous, best-selling books. Welcome, Shelley.
Linda, it is such a joy, and I do mean, I guess, pun intended, to be with you. I love Aspire Magazine. I love everything you're doing, and I'm so grateful to be a part of your show. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And when your most recent book came across my desk, I was like, you know what? I have got to have you on the show because I've always heard, you know, and I've been on the personal spiritual development journey since 1991. I've never personally had a past life regression done. I've had hypnosis done. I've with therapy, but I've never had it done. But it's always been around me. I've always been like looking at it, wanting to learn more. So for those who are out there, who are like me, like very curious, can you describe what it even means of a past life regression?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you are in a very big crowd of people who really don't know what to make of this. And the idea of past lives was something that my parents introduced me to when I was very, very young. We lived in Colorado Springs at the time, and my mother had gone to a luncheon where the speaker was the woman who was the subject of a really famous book that was published back in the 1970s called The Search for Bridie Murphy. And the book was about this woman. And I think her story is pretty typical of what can happen during a past life regression. She had very bad allergies. And so sometimes, you know, people get so sick with allergies, they really need actual medical attention. And so she'd been to the doctors, and of course it wasn't working. And so then that's when people often will turn to alternative healing, such as hypnotherapy. So she was going to a typical hypnotherapist, and they were doing some age regression where you basically ask people to close their eyes and relax and just imagine that you're going back, you know, earlier in your life to your teenage years, to your childhood. And this was helping a certain degree. But finally, the hypnotherapist apparently threw up his hands and said, look, I want you to go back to the source event of these allergies. And so the woman apparently then zipped back into this past life that she had in Ireland, where she lived in a little village, and she was able to have this accent that just popped up out of nowhere. She started talking about all the people who lived around her. And so my mother happened to meet this lady and the hypnotherapist because they were in the Colorado Springs area where we lived. And when I was a little kid, Linda, I don't know what normal people were doing, but my mom brought the book home to the family dinner table and she started talking about it. And there was just something about it that really struck me as, wow, you know, this is incredible. And so then when I was a younger, much younger adult, I had a friend who was killed in an accident and I struggled with unresolved grief for many, many years. And years after his death, I started experiencing that he was manifesting himself in my home and in different places. And somebody said, wow, you know, he must have unfinished business with you. Maybe you should have a past life regression. And I thought, wow, you know, maybe I should. And so I went on this regression and I saw that I had known him in many, many lifetimes. And it was so weird because I think any problem that you have, if you can just pull yourself up out of that problem and view it from a different perspective, you know, even quantum physics says that when we view things differently, it changes the event entirely. And so something about looking at this grief from this new perspective, I just went click. I mean, it just happened. I don't know. It was like a wand got waved and I said, you know what? I'm done. I feel better. And I don't need to feel this horribly about all this anymore. And I just thought, this is incredible. I think I want to go do this with other people. And so then now it's been over 20 years. And so, you know, people, I really believe any challenge that you have can be addressed through this. It's usually involving, you know, deciding what our intention is. What do we want to go find out? And just like I explained with that Bridie Murphy case, you know, if the source event of your problem, if the origin point, as I call it, of that problem began last year, that's one thing. If it began when you were a kid, that's another thing. But what if it began thousands of years ago? Then you just go back there, you know, heal it, resolve it, look at it from a new perspective, and then move forward and hopefully bring more peace into your current life, which is really the only reason why we would do this in the first place.
That's powerful. And something you said, I realized, even though it wasn't a past life regression, I did have that kind of therapy 30 years ago where they brought me back to a certain point in my childhood to do some healing. So the only difference is in the past life regression, you're just going further back.
Right.
So, but the process is similar?
Very similar, yes.
Yeah, because in fact, you'll get a kick. I just called my therapist who did that 32 years ago. I just reached out to her 10 days ago. And scheduled a call. And when she got on Zoom, she's like, oh my God. And she goes, what do you need, Linda? And I said, nothing. This is a gratitude call because you changed my life. So we just reconnected after 32 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So we actually are going to have a hold a friend call next week because I filled her in on everything. I said, there is no, and it was because of that. I'm going to use the word that she used. She's a cognitive behavioral psychologist, because I asked her, I said, what was that we did? I said, because it changed my life and the trajectory of my life. And we were together for like 3 years. But yeah, I just wanted to do a gratitude call while she was still on this plane. She's probably about 12 years older than me. So if I'm 60, she might be like 72, 73, still vibrant and in practice. But this conversation is just reminded me there are no accidents. Here we are talking about this after I just called her last week and held a session with her to thank her for the work that we did together. So from a healing point of view, everything you just shared really speaks to me about the power of going back, right? So thank you for that, because it's just a divine validation.
Wow, Linda. I mean, this is amazing. This sounds like if you haven't already, you need to write us a really great story, as you always do, about this, because this is incredible. I can't wait to hear. I would love to hear more about like what happens when you all have your longer conversation. But yes, I mean, you're exactly right. There are no accidents in this universe. I think all of us know that by now. Either that or we're being reminded of it every day. And it seems that, yes, this is exactly what we're talking about. You went back to childhood. You were able to reframe some things and move forward. And so again, yes, this would just be, we're just going to go back further to, again, whatever that origin point is. And it is, it's very, very transformational. And I'm so glad you contacted your former therapist. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, because I booked the appointment and the name I have now, I knew she wouldn't recognize it. I wanted to surprise her. So I booked it with her assistant and all that, did the intro and stuff. So I knew when she got on Zoom, she wasn't going to know who I was. As soon as Zoom came on, she goes, are you kidding me? And she remembered me instantly. And it was beautiful for both of us. It was beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, and she answered some core questions I had. I said, I need to know the name of that process you did. I said, because I might be adding that experience in a book that I'm being called to write, and I want to make sure it's accurate. And so we talked about that. And I only had really two questions for her just from that journey. I think I was with her 3.5-4 years of deep work to heal the past childhood stuff. And she was a lifesaver. You know how many people I sent to her over the last 30 years? I should get a cut of that.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's just so powerful. And I just believe in giving gratitude to the people that made an impact in your life. I think sometimes you don't realize the impact in they had in your life until later, right? Either you mature or you spiritually mature. So it was really important that I do that. I just always follow my spiritual nudges. But using that as an example, right? It wasn't like, because I'll share, and I think it's a question that's going to be common with everyone. I remember way back then, before I was on the spiritual path, going, oh, I don't know if I want to go back into that shit. I was scared. I did not want to go into the trauma. And she said, we're not going to do that. So do you ever hear that the past life stuff, people are afraid of what will be revealed, and that's why they don't do it?
Yeah, actually, I have a very close family member who will never let me work. It's my dad. He won't let me do it. I know it would help him, but he doesn't want to do it because he's afraid that maybe he was in wars and stuff like that. And, you know, I think people do have that in their mind. But what I've really found is, you know, we're just floating over events. We might pop down into them for a minute. You may be looking out your own eyes, which would be what I would call associated, or you may be looking at things like you're watching TV or a video, which is dissociated. So there's different ways that you can experience these things, but usually you're just going in there just for a flash, just to get the learning or just to understand the, you know, the thing that needs to be healed. It's so quick. And so therefore, you know, it's so rarely is it ever traumatic to do it. And secondarily, I think that we sometimes, as you, and I'm sure everybody listening knows this all too well, that we are all our own worst enemies sometimes. And I think we make things about 1,000 or a bazillion or whatever times worse than they need to be in our minds. And so sometimes people are having an expectation and then they go there and it isn't at all what they were expecting. And this actually happened to me. I have a book called Past Lives with Pets, where I'm talking about people's connections that they had in past lives to their animals. And it's got animal grief processes and stuff like that. And I was talking about, when I was a little kid, one of my uncles had this dog, and it came up. I supposedly wasn't doing anything. I don't know if that's just my parents' way of dealing with it, but they thought that the dog just came out of nowhere and basically had my head in his mouth. And I've still got, you know, some scars from that physically, but I was always really deathly afraid of dogs. And so I decided I wanted to heal that. And I did a variety of things. And even though I've been doing past lives, sometimes I don't always think, hey, maybe I should try past life regression. And so I finally did. And I was thinking, I guess I thought maybe I don't want to go into the past lives for the same reasons that you're describing, like, oh my gosh, I can only imagine, you know, what would have happened to me in a former lifetime. And so I finally thought, I'm going to go ahead and just do this and just see what happens. And I found that most of my lifetimes, I loved dogs. I've always had them right by my side. We were always friends. And it was just so wonderful and beautiful that sometimes, you know, I think, again, also on the spiritual path, we want to explain everything, which is a good thing to do. But yet sometimes, you know, stuff just happens. Like, I could sit there and go, well, did I have bad karma? Is that why the dog attacked me? Or did stuff just happen? I mean,
just life.
So it helped me just to release that, you know, what was I doing to cause this kind of mentality that I've had a lot of my life, and just say, well, guess what? Stuff happens. But I know that I love dogs. And so that, again, a shift of perspective that was so profound, and the regression being so much more beautiful and calm than I ever would have imagined. Now I don't have any problem with dogs at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's my experience from that process that I went through. It was very peaceful while I was doing it. and the healing that came was magical. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue this inspiring conversation with Shelley Kerr, author of just one of her most recent books, Past Lives and Ancient Lands and Other Worlds. And we're going to be talking about past life regression and so much more. You can learn more at pastlifelady.com. We'll be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm here today with Shelley Kerr. She has worked with thousands of people around the world, helping them achieve greater peace and happiness in their lives. So one of the questions I have for you is, I'm trying to find the words I want to say. Can someone just know they had a past life without even knowing what it was? Or maybe I've heard a sentence. I shared something with Shelley personally before we came on the show. So Shelley, I'm going to share it here. So in my case, someone had said in a past life, I was decapitated. Two people, 4 years apart, told me the same thing, used the same phrasing, that I was a scribe in Jesus's time. And when people found out I was sharing the spiritual word, I was decapitated. My question is this: I was not even on the spiritual path. That was all brand new to me. You would think that my ego mind would say, what the frick is this lady talking about? Because I didn't know anything about it. But in 1 millisecond, a knowing so strong dropped into my body. And I knew, and it made sense of the first 20 years of my life, where I would religiously and obsessively hide my journals in beanbag chairs, ceiling tiles. So when that woman said that, I remember going, I'm not crazy. I must have been hiding them because I was so petrified for them to be found, for me to be judged again. So could we talk about that? Can someone have that knowing, even though I didn't have a past life regression? I think you get the gist of my question.
Yes. And the answer is yes. Several years ago, I did a book series on a phenomenon that I was noticing a lot of, and I gave it this weird word that, of course, nobody can pronounce. I call it supretrovi, which is a supernaturally induced past life memory. And Llewellyn published a later book that came out in, I guess, 2021, called Blast from the Past: Healing Spontaneous Past Life Memories. So this would be, you're minding your own business, you've been on vacation, and all of a sudden, maybe you physically see the modern surroundings go away, and now you're remembering who you were in a past life. And another phenomenon that I describe in that book and elsewhere or some of the early writings of Plato, who he talked about a term that he actually called anamnesis, which I believe is a little different than this supretrovi phenomenon, but anamnesis, he said, is a soul knowing. And this was also discussed by the great Swiss philosopher and psychologist Carl Jung. So the soul knowing, the anamnesis, means that you don't need anyone to tell you the truth. You know, you felt, this is an example of what you've just described. Two separate people, years apart, are telling you you were a scribe during the time of Jesus and you were decapitated, and you felt it within your body. You knew it. You didn't, they obviously told you that, but you just know the truth about yourself. And so I do think this happens quite a bit. So you have those kinds of instances where we could, like, I just have always known I had lived a past life in England even before I ever had any past life regressions about it, because I love it there. I just, it's again, a soul knowing. You could have an experience while traveling of remembering when you've been in a time, which is what I would call supretrovi. And then we also have other things that everybody hears about. I don't know if we really ever really fully understand what it means, but like deja vus, which I also get asked about a lot. To me, that would be like, let's say Linda and I were hanging out at the local coffee shop. We were having this conversation over a cup of coffee, and suddenly we look around in the coffee shop in modern times and go, wait a minute, have we had this conversation before? That's what deja vu means to me. So I think these are three separate things. And I truly believe that these kinds of strange phenomenon do happen to people all the time. But when we receive spiritual input and strangeness, we are very quick again to judge ourselves and say, well, that's silly, or okay, whatever. And when I begin interviewing people about these kinds of experiences and saying, has this stuff ever happened to you? They would be like, well, yeah, it did, but I'm going to need to spend a few days actually thinking about this for a while before I can even answer this question and tell you the details about it. Because I think it is very easy for us to push these kinds of details so deeply into our minds, and they're still in there somewhere, but we just shove them out of the way because they're just too strange to think about, I think.
Yeah, it's so funny because it was a knowing. I just knew it. And then I had shared with you that that second one is when Aspire magazine was like 2.5 years old. It was print at the time. We were print throughout Southern New England. And I remember Master Theta Healer saying to me, you have to heal this decapitation in this lifetime before it happens in this lifetime. And I thought she meant like really get decapitated. And she goes, no, it could be energetic. And as I shared with Shelley earlier, is I looked at the woman like, are you kidding me? Because I had just spent 9 months in physical therapy for a C5, C6 severe energy injury from a car accident. So that's rear decapitation, and had just got diagnosed with advanced thyroid disease. So that's front. And she said, you need to heal it so that Aspire can survive, because that's you reliving. You're bringing the spiritual words of others to the world again. And to this day, do you know, it took me 10 years. I did a lot of work, but I've actually been off all thyroid meds. And this, I'm putting a disclaimer. I do not say to do that. I've been off thyroid meds for 10 years, which they thought I could never come off. So, so I've done a lot of inner healing for this because of that knowing. So I love the work you're doing in the world, because there is so much wisdom from that journey, because we can live more than one lifetime, correct?
Oh, definitely.
Well, in other words, multiple past lives.
Yes, absolutely.
So what are the three main areas that we can discover by doing a past life regression?
I break it down into three, because we're really so multidimensional, but to get it into just real basics, I think there's three main categories, and that would be love and relationships. Yeah. Not that any of your listeners have problems with those, Linda, and then of course there's health and healing, or there's what I would call the umbrella of security, which would include, you know, releasing fears and phobias, or you know, prosperity issues and creating abundance in our lives, and the things that make us secure on planet Earth. And so then there's obviously many iterations of those kinds of things, but really we just want you know, we want love, we need our health, or else we really don't have anything else because we can't get out of bed, and we need security in the world.
So when we go back, right, is, so do they set the intention before the session with you and say, I want to dive deeper into a block in my love area? Or is it organic and you see what comes up in the past life regressions? Or is it the intention set at the beginning?
Normally, people would set an intention before, because they'll send me a questionnaire where I'm going to ask them questions about what they want to look at. And what's interesting is that sometimes they might talk about five or six different things, but when it gets right down to it, usually those five or six different things are all really about the same thing. And so there still is, even if we set our intentions, I still believe that highest will and highest good are always happening in any session. You're always going to get what you need. You know, like the Rolling Stones said, you don't always get what you want, you're going to get what you need. And so you could set an intention, but if it's not meant for you to have that, you might get something else that's more valuable at this moment. But typically people can, you know, find out about the thing they're intending, or they could say, well, I want to begin by just saying, I don't know what I want, and I just want what's highest good. Or the other area they might want to look into that I want to bring up too is, like, we don't always have to do this because things are horrible and tragic. I mean, normally that would be the case. Like, people are having challenges and that's why they want to look into this stuff. But, you know, we also can find out about soul gifts, talents, abilities. Like your example that you gave, like you were a scribe in ancient times and you're bringing your gift forward in this time. I mean, we can find those things out too, that can help more fully embody those gifts and talents in the current life, and just all kinds of things that can be positive as well as healing.
Yeah, I agree, because a lot of the people I've talked to, they did it from a curiosity point of view. The people I know that have had it done, I didn't do it to try to fix something. It was like they wanted a deeper understanding of themselves. So we're going to take another break, Shelley. When we come back, let's continue this conversation. And I really want to help women understand, how do they prepare for a regression? What is the setup? What is the process so that they can start to feel comfortable with considering it? And we'll be back in a moment, my friends. I'm with Shelley Kerr at pastlifelady.com. We'll be right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you feeling the call to unleash your feminine wisdom, hone your empathic gifts, and rise as the goddess you are? You're not alone, my beautiful friend. Crystal Cockerham, spiritual mentor and certified Red Tent facilitator, trained in both shamanic and priestess practices, works with awakened, empathic women around the world to unlock their shackles of pain, shame, and self-condemnation, so they can reclaim their sovereignty and liberate themselves from the world's perceptions. As the founder of Wisdom Awakens and an international best-selling author, Crystal uses her own intuitive blend of spiritual midwifery and energy healing to support women on their journey of transformation. You'll find supportive guidance and community in Crystal's programs, retreats, and sacred offerings. If you're feeling the call to embrace your feminine power, learn more about Crystal's supportive services at crystalcockerham.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. Thanks for joining us today. I'm circled up with Shelley Kerr, author of many books on past life regression and many other topics in consciousness. So in the previous segment, you mentioned that they fill out a questionnaire. So let's talk about that. How does someone prepare if they said, Shelley, I want a past life regression? What's the process so that we can kind of take away any of those false stories that they may have?
That's a great question. I think that providing the information in a questionnaire, in my opinion, is more helpful for the person receiving the session, really, than it is for me. I can intuit and just work with people, even if they just walked up to me right now, I could just start in. But I think that writing things down helps open up the subconscious mind. And so it gets people thinking about things. And once they're able to at least be asked that question in advance before the session, it just helps the mind start to bring it up from the depths of the subconscious. You know, like I mentioned earlier in the show that I would ask people some questions and they'd literally say, well, I got to get back to you in a few days because I can't even pull that up right now. So I think it helps them to process what they're trying to achieve and to bring up things that maybe they haven't thought about in a while and get them in some kind of a form. So usually I'd have them fill out a questionnaire. I want to know, like, if it's easy for people to visualize. I think that's one of the other big stumbling blocks. I think not for the people themselves, but within their minds. So we talked about earlier in the show also about how we beat ourselves up and we're hard on ourselves. I think people largely believe that if they are not one of those people, like let's say we all were in a meditation class together and the person across the room is sitting there describing to the teacher, oh, I saw this and this and this, and then that happened and blah, 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 blah. And I was always the one over on the other side of the room going, wait a minute, I didn't get anything like that. I couldn't see a thing, or, you know, or maybe I heard an inner voice, but I couldn't see anything. Or other people have like a gut knowing or a gut feeling. So in the actual session, I do a lot of work to embrace everyone, however they are. Some people, you have a touchy-feely, intuitive, knowing gift. Other people hear the inner voice, and some people are those visual people. But everyone can be successful in this. And so some of the questions I'm asking are just trying to gauge how people receive intuitive information best. Now, that could become totally different once we get into a session, but it's something I like to know. And then I like to know also if people are working with any guardian angels or any guides and things like that, because we will be enlisting a guide or an angel to accompany you on the past life journey, because it's very comforting to connect with a loving being of light or an angel of some kind who is established as a loving presence who knows you. They've known your soul since the beginning of time. They basically are like your best friend who's got your back, who actually knows more about you than you even know about yourself. And so this guide accompanies you then on the guided journey into the past lives, because at certain times then, if you are more auditory, or if you're not really seeing something, or you're not fully able to process what's being received, you can always ask your guide for some input. And these guides, you know, can tell us what's happening with you and can just, again, be very, very supportive. So there's just a lot of that up front. And then the actual process itself is very similar to if you were just out on YouTube listening to a guided imagery CD or something. You're not unconscious. I think this is another fallacy that people think, okay, well, if I do this, this means that I'm going to be completely out of it. I won't know what I'm doing. I'll probably start flapping my arms and clucking like a chicken and acting like a complete idiot or whatever, like these stage hypnotists have people doing. And really nothing could be further from the truth, because in meditation, your brain has different brainwave levels. So if we're awake, which I hope we still are, then your brainwaves are going very quickly in beta. And so what we're doing in this spaces. We're doing some deep breathing. We're bringing light from head to feet, surrounding you by a protective light. You're going to walk through a door and your brain waves just start to slow down a little bit into alpha, which is really the healing state. It's the learning state. You've got different music on YouTube that can automatically take your brain into that kind of a wavelength. And in this state, that's how the body heals. But you're consciously aware of every single thing that is happening to you. And you're actually more aware than you would be in waking consciousness. And yet when I ask weird questions, like what year is this after I've floated you back in the past and, you know, 1865 floats in out of nowhere, then I'm also trying to coach people into, you know, yes, we can acknowledge that the conscious part of our mind says this sounds nuts, it sounds insane and crazy, but let's just go with it anyway. And let's open to embracing our, you know, our imaginative, creative aspect of our soul. And let's just go with this and see where it takes us. And then just going with that, having these thoughts and epiphanies come to us along the way, then can become very, very revealing when I say, okay, so what were you doing in 1865? And you tell me what that is. And I'll say, well, great. How is that applying to what you're doing now? And if we say, wow, you know what? I'm doing the same thing now that I was doing back then. So that's either a great thing and we want to learn how to do more of it. Or if it's an unwanted influence, then we say, great. Are we ready to cut the cords with that? Are we ready to learn a new way? And what might that new way be? And then we can use that to inform how we're going to make changes in our future to become happier and more peaceful.
Oh my God, I just love this whole conversation. I love that you said about angels. I have a divine support team that I call on. And in fact, I had an author, I can't remember if she was from Llewellyn, but it was a few weeks ago. And as soon as we got off the recording, she says, I need to tell you, you have a very strong support team. I see seven around you. That's what I have is seven. And so I said, well, thank you for that gift. So for me, that's like, it makes me feel safe knowing that I'm going in and one of my guides is going to be with me. So I think that's beautiful that you call that in for them too.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, we do, every single person, that would be including myself and everybody, I think it's just comforting to know that you are loved and you are not ever alone. There's so much love and so much support that surrounds every single one of your listeners right now. And whether they are consciously aware of that or not, I think just having a moment or two of getting in touch with the divine love and the unconditional support that you have can be very, very helpful in challenging times.
Oh yeah, and I kind of have fun with it. Like if I find a penny on the ground or if a special blessing comes in or someone reaches out to me that I have been thinking about, I always look up and go, ah, thanks guys. You know, it's like, it's a fun relationship for me that I nurture. And then of course, when I go through challenging times, I'm like, you know, Archangel Michael, I need you now. And then I have a Native American chief that's been there for the last 25 years. And for the first time, a female Indian persona has come forward, but the Indian chief only comes up and pushes everyone else out of the way when I'm going through my most difficult time. And then he steps back again. And others have seen it. It's just, it gives me so much peace. I've taught my grandchildren about their divine support team because like you said, it's love. We're not alone. We're always being divinely supported, but we just got to get our ego out of the way and ask for help, right? They want that, that connection, that relationship.
Absolutely. And you make such a great point, which is so true that, yeah, just have fun and just know that you're loved. And then when the penny shows up, we'll say, thanks, you know, what's up? Hey, thank you. I know you're there. And then the more that we acknowledge that and the fact that our lives are filled with miraculous incidences and occurrences every single day, and the more we can express that and say hello to these unseen helpers, then the more we have to be blessed about, you know?
It's so funny that you said that because I have a hashtag that I started using in 2019 when my honey got a double diagnosis, and it was called hashtag seeing the blessings. And it's really, it's my mindset is, you know what, life is going to be hard sometimes. That's life. That's part of the human journey. But I choose to see the blessings instead of the bullshit. I'm going to focus on blessings. And guess what? As I shared that journey on my Facebook page and was really open over that year, so many women were reaching out to me. Can I share this post? My sister just got diagnosed with breast cancer and she needs a mindset shift. Because the more I focused on blessings, Shelly, guess what happened? Miracles started unfolding. And people were witnessing it. And I'm like, I am going to focus. And my yearly mantra for the last 2 years, because now I don't want to change it, is 2023. My year is filled with miracles, blessings, and abundance. And that's my focus. And it's fun. I focus on looking for the blessings. It doesn't mean it has to be a big thing. So we have that same mindset, my friend.
Absolutely. I see a lot of dimes, and so I call them dimes from heaven.
Oh,
in my mind. That. So yeah. And pennies too. But the dimes, I know, oh, that must be someone very special, because they land in the strangest places. So, and then yeah, just look up and say, thanks. I appreciate it. Oh, hello. Hi. You know, it's just wonderful. Talk.
We're going to take our final break. When we come back, I want to talk about soul's purpose and I'm curious if we each have our own unique soul's purpose. I can't wait to dive into that part of the conversation. I'll be back in a moment. I'm with Shelly Kerr of PastLifeLady.com. We'll be back soon.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you struggling to grow your mission-driven business in a way that feeds your soul and fulfills your purpose? When you discover your unique human design and divine blueprint, you'll feel empowered in your business, aligned with your inner wisdom, and open to the flow of abundance and success. Nancy O'Keefe is a certified human design specialist and intuitive business coach, successfully coaching entrepreneurs for over 25 years. She is passionate about helping you understand your divine design and your personal formula for success. She knows what it takes after creating her own multi-seven-figure firm. Nancy helps women peel back the layers of who they've been taught to be to reveal who they truly are, so they can build an abundant and sustainable business that feeds their soul. Schedule your complimentary call today at nancyokeefcoaching.com.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and Brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. With me today is the past life lady, Shelly Kerr. So, Shelly, this whole conversation, I've been buzzing through the whole thing. I believe personally that like everything that happened in my life led me to where I am today. Does it mean it was a pretty journey? Did it mean there wasn't corkscrews in the road and didn't go off the road a few times? But I see now that every single thing led me to what I use that phrase a lot, soul's purpose. So I'm curious from your perspective in your trainings, do we all have a unique soul's purpose? And job on this plane right now is to do the work to uncover it? Like, what's your thoughts?
I think you make such great points. I completely agree that everything we go through happens for a reason. And even, like you said, the difficult chapters, it may take years for us to finally come to that moment where something's happening in our life and you go, wow, you know what? Thank God I had that mess happen several years ago so that I could help this person right now or something. You know, everything is happening in divine order. And I do think that we all have a purpose. I think this is something, though, that can be another very difficult point for some people, because I think that the purposes that are uncovered, for example, during the past life regression process, I think that we're expecting them to be some kind of a 300-page dissertation with an instruction manual attached to it. But it ends up being something super simple that's usually one word, like to love or to forgive or to heal, or, you know, something really simple. And yet, you know, it's the simple things that are the profound things. And so I think if we know, I just feel like every person, you know, when you think about each person who is alive, there's never been another person like all of you listeners out there. You are one in a trillion, bazillion, bazillion. I can't even name a number as big as you are, one little unique creation. You're all of the soul lessons and the things that you've learned in your past lives. You're attached, as we know now, you know, to your ancestors. You have your circle of friends. You have the mission that you decided to do before you incarnated. And yes, does that mean your job is to go start some multi-million dollar corporation or fly around the moon? I mean, maybe it could just be that you're here to support your family and to love them, or to bring encouragement to young kids, or whatever it is that you're doing. And I think there's different journeys in a lot of my books where we try to help people get in touch with these soul purposes. And hopefully, or what I found even in private sessions as well, is one of the big takeaways that can come from such a journey is the idea that maybe you're actually, believe it or not, because we're too busy beating ourselves up all the time, we don't ever stop for a second to smell the roses and realize, wait a minute, I did do some of those things already. There's a journey. I've got a version of it in my book, Past Lives in Ancient Lands and Other Worlds, and another version of it in my book called Journeys Through the Akashic Records, where we go on this thing called Before You Arrived. And we don't go into past lives. We just go into a space where we regress back to the moments before you were born in your current life. And we go into this very high frequency space where we meet with your idea, you individuals, listeners, your idea of your creator. And you can meet with creator source energy and say, okay, great. So I'm getting ready to go on the road trip called my current life. And so I've packed my lunch, I've got my roadmap, but what is it that I'm getting ready to learn about here? And you get very clear instructions and details about the things that you're planning to engage in your current life. And then part of that journey, then after we figure out what that is to go ahead and go into your life, float over your childhood, float over your teenage years and so forth, and start to actually tap into that subconscious memory that Linda and I've been talking about this whole show, where you start to remember stuff from when you were a kid, or you start to remember that thing that happened to you when you're 12 years old that maybe you hadn't thought about in a while. And you go, whoa, what's up? I forgot about all this stuff. And yet this is actually showing me that maybe I actually am here. Maybe I have been doing things that are on track and on purpose. And so, the feedback I've gotten, and hopefully what we would get out of such a journey, is being able to you know, not so go so hard on ourselves and say, you know what, I am doing a good job. And we can also from there travel out into our current life future to a moment where you're happy, you're healthy, you're continuing your mission of doing your purpose. And you can tap into the good feelings that are being created from knowing that you have been on track and you continue to be on track. And then you can come back from a journey like that and start to say, you know, in that process, questions can be asked like, okay, so when you come back, like, what's the first thing you're going to do to continue on this path that you're on? And then what did you do? And people will come back and kind of do like a reverse engineering of the soul. Well, first I watched the YouTube video, and then I read a book, and then I met this person, and then I did that and that and that. And you can kind of map out the tasks that you're going to continue to do to live purpose. And again, you'll see that, you know, every step, every journey begins, I think that's a cliche, but begins with that first step, right? It's not some profound, I'm going to need to go hop into a rocket and fly out to outer space. It really begins with little steps that you're taking that are moving you in the direction of where you're trying to go, but also supported by the fact that maybe you're not actually as off track on everything as you think you are. And congratulating yourself, loving ourselves, as you know, Linda, is a very challenging and lifelong pursuit that we all have to continue to monitor for quality.
Oh, most definitely. That was part of my biggest healing, is loving and accepting myself and releasing the labels I had put on myself from the past, you know. And something you said really spoke to me, because I believe some people believe soul's purpose, because this is the world's vision, I think. Soul's purpose means my career. Well, some people may never meant to be an entrepreneur or a career person, but their soul's purpose is to be a space holder for children, whether that's as a nanny, or maybe they're a philanthropist. That's their soul's purpose. But I hear from a lot of my, I work with, again, a lot of spiritual women entrepreneurs, and they're like, I have to know my soul's purpose, but they relate that with a damn title that the world gives them, right? Like, but it gets so much more to that than me, than a job or a label of what you do to exist in the world.
Boy, that's like seriously hitting the nail on the head there. I mean, I don't know why we think we need the exterior world to validate us in that way, because many of those people that you're describing, you know, they're already on their path. And again, we just don't see it, I guess, because we're waiting for something to come in from the outside. And the other point you make that's so valid is this idea that we have to take care of the children. That's the future, you know? And many people, I mean, that is like the worthiest goal that you could pursue.
Yeah, I believe so too. And for me, and, you know, as we come to our last few minutes, I was one because of my wounds. When I opened my first business back in, God, 32 years ago, I was in service mode to serve women and children because of my wounds of being a welfare mom, you know, high school dropout. But here's the thing I see now. Yes, I built a successful business, won Entrepreneur of the Year, started motivational speaking, but everything I was doing was from a wound. Well, if I win another award, I am worthy. If I can, you know, speak at another organization, it shows my worth. And I was like putting myself in the ground 14, 16 hours a day. And everyone else saw a joyful woman, but I was burning out spiritually and emotionally, and was not listening. I never listened at the time when the divine would give me a flick on the ear. I waited for the cosmic 2x4 and had a stroke at 40 because I wouldn't listen. And that healing of going to the outside world for my worth began that day. And of course, I'm still on that journey. That was the biggest pivot point in my life. Like, I don't need a label. I am more than anything that could be a label. And that began my healing journey. And that's why I do this show for 7 years, the mag for 17, publish my books. I want women, because that's mostly who I speak to hear from experts like you to say, listen, there's so much more. You are so much more than you think you are. But just start listening. So Shelley, I'm so grateful that you were here to just, I mean, I love this conversation because as I share with you, I've never had a past life regression. You got me going here now. And I really wanted to clear misconceptions about what it is, because I've had conversations with people that had them. I wanted to introduce your sacred work to the world because I just love your energy, your spirit. So thank you, my friend.
Linda, you are so amazing. And you're right. I mean, ladies out there, you are so much more than that, than whatever you think you are. That's such a great message. And it's so very true. I mean, we are infinite souls. And you're doing such a great service, Linda. I love your magazine. I'm a huge fan of your writing. And I just thank you so much for the time we've spent together. You're a dear friend and a wonderful light for our planet. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I know we're going to stay connected. And I want to invite everyone, visit pastlifelady.com. If you go to services, you're going to have the opportunity to schedule a session with Shelley. Take advantage of it and check out the resources in the books. It is unbelievable. Past Lives and Ancient Lands and Other Worlds, Heal Your Ancestors to Heal Your Life, Journeys Through the Akashic Records, Accessing Other Realms of Consciousness, and so many more. Like, let your spirit lead you. You'll know which book is meant for you for this part of the journey. So trust yourself, give yourself space to lean in, right? To lean into healing, to lean into allowing support to come into your life. And again, visit Shelley at pastlifelady.com. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.